Welcome to Lugano Pico Sunari Online Church on 6th of December 2020. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Lance is going to read the Bible and Denise to lead prayers for others. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone. And if you like our online service video, hit that like button and subscribe our channel to watch your new one later. Okay, today is the second Sunday in Advent, the time when we prepare once again for the coming of Christ. As we celebrate the Advent season, we join with the Christians around the world to light the candles. We light the candle each week to remind us that Jesus brings light into the world. We light the first candle, the candle of hope, to proclaim that God's light is coming into the world. We light the second candle, the candle of peace, to proclaim that God's promises will be fulfilled in the birth of Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace. Let us worship God in prayer. Lord, in the midst of our busy time, when we are in the rush to Christmas, you burst into our lives with the promise of something new. Dear Lord, open our hearts and spirit to the glorious possibilities of hope and peace to come. Help us to prepare our lives to receive you. We thank you for all the blessings you pour upon us, and for the privilege we have in sharing these blessings with others. Be with us all this day and all these days, that we may serve you better by helping others in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing, hymn, or listen to the first songs, Joy to the World, and then Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Every heart prepare him room and help. Today's Bible reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. John the Baptist prepares the way. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip Tetrarch of Iturea, and Trachonitis and Lysanias Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth. And all people will see God's salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
This morning we are hearing about a man named John. He came as a special messenger to tell people that there was someone coming after him, much greater than he, who would make their lives very different. This person would bring hope and peace to all those who felt that there was nothing that they could do but suffer. For you see, the people had suffered for a long, long time. Many of them thought that God no longer cared about them. But John came to them and said that they should prepare their lives to receive the one who was to come. We know that one as Jesus Christ. Today's text is about spreading the message. If you were John the Baptist, announcing the coming of Jesus Christ, what images will you use? What is the headline? What is the text? Often the best way to share a message is person to person. To whom will you mention about Jesus during this season of Advent toward Christmas? Today's text is also about preparing the way for the Lord. Are you ready to be the ones who will help prepare the way? God needs your faith and your love, and God needs you to tell others about God's love by the way you act and the attitudes you have.
Thank you.
Today is the 6th of December. And now Christmas is coming closer, only 19 days away. I was wondering if there was any progress since last Sunday as we talked about preparations of Christmas, such as putting up a Christmas tree and doing decorations, shopping including gifts and food, and writing Christmas cards. I guess you may know that, but this year, Australia Post has announced that their Christmas cut-off date for parcel post will be Saturday, 12th of December, for express post by Saturday, 19th of December. I guess there will be delays of delivering parcels due to high volumes of demands during this Christmas season. So, you'd better be quick to organize any parcel to be posted. I guess this year might be less busier than any other years, but in general, December seems to be the busiest, craziest month of the year. Would you agree with me? If someone from another planet were to come and watch our world during this season, that visitor would conclude that we have completely lost our minds. Why is this month so busy and crazy? I guess it is because we are preparing, aren't we? Man on his ladder, hanging the Christmas lights in just the right spot, he is preparing. Men and women rush to the shopping centers with a list of Christmas stuff, they are preparing. Houses are decorated with Christmas lights and ornaments and become filled with the smell of Christmas food. People are preparing because soon it'll be Christmas time. In the church year, for 4 weeks before Christmas, we are preparing for the coming of Christ, His first arrival, His humble and quiet birth in Bethlehem, and also preparing for His second coming, when Christ will come in all of His majesty with a loud trumpet call of God on Judgment Day. In the season of Advent for us Christians, we do all kinds of physical things to prepare for Christmas, and also the spiritual things to prepare ourselves for Christ. But how do we prepare for Christ? It is a mystery for many people. If you look at today's text, I think it makes us to reflect on how we prepare this time of the year by asking a question, am I ready for Christmas? The origin of Christmas in English was Mass on Christ Day. So, am I ready for Christmas? Oh, Christmas. As we reflect upon how we prepare this time of the year, I would like to invite you to forget your outside cares and concerns, but focus on the meaning of Christmas, the coming of the Christ child. Listen to the word of the prophet. Verse 4. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight path for Him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Here is the purpose of our gathering today, to prepare the way for the Lord. You may have been preparing for Christmas for several weeks now by putting up and decorating a Christmas tree, hanging lights, buying gifts, planning parties, writing cards, and all the rest of tasks that go with this hectic time of the year. It is funny that retail department stores seem to be the most religious institutions in our land. Do you know why? Because they have been preparing for Christmas since in the middle of November, even earlier than that. Over the years, it seems like Christmas preparations in the secular world are getting earlier and earlier. What about us, Christians? Are we preparing for Christmas well? Today is the second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of peace. Where can we find the peace? Our peace is found in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist and all the prophets remind us that to receive peace, we must prepare for it. So what do we have to do in terms of the preparation for the coming of Christ? First of all, we need to prepare our hearts. See verses 4 and 5. The message of the prophet is one of the repentance of turning to God. It is a time of asking whether our hearts are really in tune with the heart of God. Now please be careful as you examine your hearts for God's presence. This is the one time when one size doesn't fit all. Your experience of God may not be the same as my experience. That doesn't mean that it is not just as real. I guess many of you may know the hymn called, "O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee," that was written by Washington Gladden. It goes like this. O Master, let me walk with Thee in lowly path of service free. Tell me Thy sacred help me bear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Teach me Thy patience, still with Thee, in closer, clearer company, in walk that keeps faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over all. Washington Gladden, who was a pastor of the 20th century, tried for years to gain the assurance of divine love. He listened to the testimony of those who had found it. He attended every revival meeting. He followed the suggestions which others prescribed. But nothing seemed to happen. He never seemed to find or feel what others did. Then one day, he was told if he would do his best to walk in the ways of loving service, he could trust God's love whether he had any joyful and delighted experience about it or not. So he began to walk where Jesus walked. He was led into a life of notable ministry. He tried to apply the gospel to the social issues of the day and helped shape the history of the church. He didn't have a certain conversion experience, but found Jesus by seeking to walk daily in Christ's steps. But in walking in Christ's steps, his heart was prepared for Christ's coming. Each one of us may have different experience of Christ, because God speaks to us in terms of our own needs. Advent is a time for preparing our hearts. See verses 4, 5 again. In preparation of for the coming of the Christ, we need to renew our hope. Every Jew expected of the coming of the Messiah. What they expected was when the Messiah came, righteousness would be restored, peace would be universal, God's people would no longer be persecuted. It was a hope sustained by the Jews through long periods of captivity. Advent is meant to be a time of hope. In many ways, ours is a somewhat cynical and tired, bored and worn out society. We are suspicious of our fellow men, often look for the worst in other people and in circumstances. That is until Christmas comes and then something very interesting happens. We let down our guard just a little bit and we become willing to believe that things might just be better than we have imagined. There is a TV ad that shows a simple act of kindness to others may renew our hope. In this ad, there is a young mom who has left work and is heading to pick her daughter up from school. decorative home, and on the way they stop into a shop where there is a magical thing happened. A really heartwarming story about a little girl who buys a chocolate for her mom's birthday. She's never bought anything before, so she copies what her mom does and takes her purses in to buy the chocolate. What we see in this ad is that she doesn't actually have any real money. What she has is a collection of knickknacks and precious trinkets that she presents to the shopkeeper. In seeing what the little girl puts on the counter, the shopkeeper, out of the goodness of his heart, realizes what's going on, and even though he's out of pocket, he plays along with her. He sells the chocolate with the little girl's knickknacks and gives her back a trinket as an exchange. We see a wonderful moment of human connection and interaction that really warms the heart and makes you smile. That could only happen at Christmas. There is something about this season of the year that opens our hearts and renews our hope. See verse 6. We can notice here, it says, all people will see God's salvation, God's redemption. As we prepare for the coming of Christ, we are informed that God's salvation is for all. God's grace and love is for all. The good news of Christmas is that God's grace and love, God's salvation, is not just for those who look like us or speak the same language, but it is for all people everywhere. We all know that, but sometimes it helps to be reminded. God is concerned for all people to see God's salvation, His grace and love. And this perspective continually pushes us to break across the boundaries that we set for it. In many respects, the story of the ministry of Jesus in Luke and the spread of the early church in Acts is the story of God's challenge to social, economic, and ethnic and racial barriers to the spread of the gospel. All people to see God's salvation means that all people are always to be included in our Christian gatherings and fellowship. Whether they are Jews or Gentiles, male or female, young or old, black or white, rich or poor, educated or not, disabled or not. Advent is a time of affirming our unity with all humanity, because ultimately every person on this planet is God's child. Every man is our brother. Every woman is our sister. Because God's redemptive work is still unfinished, the salvation of all people haven't yet been realized. We are in the second week of Advent. We are that much close to the great celebration of the coming of Christ. Through His life, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, made God visible for all to see. Now we are faced with a challenge of making Christ so real that people can see Him through us. The incarnation, the act of God becoming flesh and blood, is not just something that happened to Jesus, it is supposed to be something that happened to us and you and me. Today, the Advent story reminds us that our peace is found in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. And to receive the peace, we must be prepared for it. Remember, Christmas isn't Christmas until it happens in your heart. Somewhere deep inside you is where Christmas really starts. So give your heart to Jesus Christ. You will discover when you do that, it is Christmas, really Christmas for you. Amen. Let us continue to worship God by singing, humming, or listening to the second song, Mighty to Save.
one needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of the Savior, the hope of nations.
Hello, my name is Denise, and I'm going to lead us in prayers today. Dear Heavenly Father, as we approach Christmas, we thank you for the coming of Jesus and the peace he brings us as we trust him. A peace that calms our heart, mind and spirit, despite the difficult circumstances around us. We give you thanks for the easing of restrictions and borders opening due to no COVID cases in New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia and Queensland. And we pray for South Australia to be able to contain and reduce their COVID cases and for a vaccine to be available as soon as possible. We give you thanks for the people feeling comfortable to return to worship and for the visitors who have joined us in fellowship and worship. We give you thanks also for the online services and the written information provided each week for others. We thank you for the generosity of people in giving and making the Samaritan Purse shoeboxes, and we do pray for them quick processing and safe travel overseas, and to help every child who receives them and their family know of your love for them. We thank you for Natalie and leaders of Mainly Music because they can meet again here, and we pray your blessings on all the families. We pray for your healing touch to be for June, Joan, Ruth, Peter, Warren, Bob, Paul, Matt and Graham. We also pray comfort and love on those who have lost loved ones, for the Kelf, Morrison, Mackay and Dawn families. We pray also for the elderly to overcome feelings of isolation. We pray for our leaders in federal, state and local government to lead with integrity, justice and compassion. We pray for Ulung, Natalie, Church Council and our Presbytery, for wisdom and your clear leading as they lead your people. Please be with our scripture teachers in our local area, guiding and strengthening them to connect with the students, to be able to share your love with them. Thank you for hearing our prayers today. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Among LPOC members, there was a birthday during this week, and on the 30th of November, Fine. So happy birthday, Fine. If I missed yours, then happy birthday to you all. To attend Sunday service at 10:15 a.m., everyone needs to register with the Barrel Bull via phones or email. And also everyone needs to follow COVID-19 safety action at the church. The restriction might be a little bit different according to the government's announcements yesterday. For your information, Christmas service will be held at 8:30 a.m. This is blessing. As we go into this week, may we prepare the way of the Lord, making straight the path that leads to God in our hearts and souls, through our words and actions, by our choices and decisions. May we go as God's beloved, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for your participation in today's online service, and thank you for all those people who took part of this online service. Hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week.
I got no worries. Me.